In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I have said it before, and I will say it again. I love Easter. Christmas is nice and everything, but Easter, the empty tomb, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. After the world had done its absolute worst, the most horrible things they could do to anybody, they did to our Lord Jesus Christ. Whipped him, beat him, mocked him, spat on him, nailed him to a tree and left him to hang there and die in the hot sun. After all that, God said, "Is that all you got?" And raised him from the dead. Christ is alive. Our Lord Jesus Christ has triumphed over death. The worst, the absolute most horrible things that can happen to a human being, God took and redeemed them. Instead of being signs of derision or failure, God turned the cross into a sign of victory. God can redeem anything. God redeemed the death of Jesus Christ at the hands of sinners and made it the means of salvation. Imagine what God can do with us. If God can take the cross and make it salvific, God can take our lives and make them magnificent. That we can live our lives dedicated to the teachings of Jesus Christ. That we can try to mold and shape ourselves as much like Him as we can through the power of the Holy Spirit. That God calls us to be transformed and to be Christ in the world. The church is the body of Christ. We are called to do the work of Christ. It goes on. It didn't end at the crucifixion. God raised Jesus from the dead and calls each one of us to share in that resurrection. We are given eternal life. We are made heirs of God's eternal kingdom. We are adopted as children. We're children of God just as Jesus is Son. We are brothers and sisters with Christ. Many of you know that in my family we've got all manner of children. Biological, adopted, foster children. I can guarantee you there is absolutely no difference in feeling for a child no matter how they come into the family. Whether biologically born or adopted in, it doesn't matter. And God is the same way with us. It doesn't matter how we came in. We're adopted, but we're part of the family of God. We claim the name of Christ. This beginning of this past year, we started a project. I hope many of you noticed, at least on the way out. We've had this window up here since the church was built in the 1950s, but it was behind the organ loft. Well, then they eventually moved the organ out here, and that was empty, but it was still covered up. We had Jill and Russell Flowers wanting us to be able to see the window. And so we started the project, and we tore down the wall. And when we tear down that wall, light comes in. That's what happens when you tear down walls. Light comes in. And that's what we're called to do, to tear down all manners of walls that we find. Walls that separate us from each other. Walls that keep the light from shining in. Because ultimately God wants the light to shine. God wants to shine through us. Our job is to tear down those walls that stand between the light of Christ and the world. May we never be an impediment to that light. That we strive to share it, to show it, to be it in the world. Most appropriately, the window depicts the story of the Good Samaritan. When our Lord Jesus Christ was asked, "What's the greatest commandment?" He said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and spirit." But he didn't stop there. He said, "And the second is just as good. Love your neighbor as yourself." And of course, some smart aleck in the crowd goes, "Well, who's my neighbor?" People always look for loopholes. And Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan. If you look at the window, you can see the priest and the scribe in the background turning away from the man who was injured. It's the Samaritan of all people who's helping the man. Someone who didn't share his faith, who didn't share his country, who was completely different from the victim, but who showed love and compassion. And Jesus challenges the crowd. Jesus challenges us. Can we love our neighbor as well as a Samaritan of all people? It was incredibly insulting to the crowd at that time. Samaritans were despised. They couldn't stand Samaritans. And yet Jesus says, at least try to reach that level, guys. Imagine how much more God can do if we are willing to let God work in our lives. If we're willing to tear down walls of pride and hypocrisy. If we're willing to let go of anger. If we're willing to let go of slights and instead to love. To love at least as well as a Samaritan. I love the fact that each time we walk out now, we can look up and see the example of loving our neighbor as ourselves as we go out into the world to do the work that God has given us to do as we pray. It's a reminder each time that we have a job to do. We have work to do. We have a kingdom to build through the power and the grace of God, fed at His table with the body and blood of Christ. We leave these walls, go out into the world, and be light. Be Christ to the world. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.